You're listening to Here and Now on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. Limestone and sand miners are getting a lot of attention lately. The amount of groundwater they can displace from the Arbuckle-Simpson aquifer was recently capped, and the State House could authorize a new tax on the industry. That's not all. The Oklahoma Department of Mines has an unusual permitting process. State Impact's Logan Layden visited Johnston County to find out why some local landowners feel so helpless when a new mine is proposed.
5 days a week, now it's picked back up. I know they're working weekends.
As bustling little Mill Creek, Oklahoma disappears in the rearview mirror, rancher Clyde Runyon says he fought most of the mines in this area, clearly in vain.
See, we've got all these mines. It starts up here. You have the new silica plant, 5 miles north of Mill Creek. Then you got Martin Marietta here. Then you have another silica plant half a mile north of Mill Creek.
He's framed by the driver's side window of his work-worn diesel pickup, and looking past Runyon's weathered profile, topped as always with a cowboy hat, the view of the prairie gives way to many mountains of gravel and sand.
And then you go south of Mill Creek about 3 miles, and you've got Martin Marietta has another plant. But now they bought out TXI, and TXI is bigger than both of Martin Marietta's operations.
The signs of mining are clear from the highway, but to get a real sense of the size of these operations, you have to navigate the grid of dusty county roads Runyon knows by heart. Back here, there are craters in the earth football stadiums would disappear into, some empty, some filled with groundwater. If combined, the mines would take up about the same space as the nearby city of Ada.
Just a little further south, and there's a hole in the ground probably, oh my gosh, I'm going to say it's well over half a mile deep. There's 7 of them, just almost in line right through here.
It's extremely rare for the Oklahoma Department of Mines to deny a mining permit application. Minerals Division Director Brett Scholler told me as much in an interview last summer.
And at some point, it just might get held up, but right out denying, I can't recall myself when we've done it. Not in my time here.
Amy Ford, president of Citizens for the Protection of the Arbuckle-Simpson Aquifer, says that's because of the agency's unique permitting process.
It's really screwed up.
First, an application to mine is made. Then it's time for informal conferences. In an email, Scholler says the informal conference opens communication between the mining company and public without the expense of a legal proceeding. But Ford says it's mostly just for show.
There's no admission of evidence, anything. It's just kind of somebody from the Department of Mines or sometimes a hearing examiner just kind of sits in there and listens to everybody.
After informal conferences, the Department of Mines issues a permit.
Those that have participated in the informal conference are notified of this and allowed to file a request for a formal hearing.
So the first formal public hearing doesn't happen until after a permit is issued. For most agencies, the opposite is true.
You're climbing an uphill battle.
Senate Bill 1184 by State Senator Susan Paddock would make the informal conferences formal hearings, with evidence and testimony, before a permit is issued. The bill's future is uncertain, but it was passed unanimously by the Energy Committee and awaits more action by the full Senate. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
And State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. You can find this story and a link to the reporting project on our website, kgou.org.